Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game two of the wild card series. Mets tried to put it away with Sean Manaea on the mound against Frankie Montas in the first inning. Francisco Lindor led off with a walk, but was erased on a Jose Iglesias fielder's choice. Mark Vientos followed with an infield single, which put runners at first and second for Brandon Nimmo.
One and one to Nimmo. Runners lead second and first. Montas deals. Swing and a bouncing ball wide of first. Base hit going into right field past the diving Hoskins. Here comes Lindor around third. He scores standing. The throw goes to third. Sliding in safely there is Vientos. And on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Nimmo. The Mets are leading 1-0 here in the first inning.
A quick start for the Mets. A 1-0 lead against Frankie Montas. Runners at first and third with one out. But Pete Alonso hit a ground ball to shortstop and stepped on the bat coming out of the batter's box. And the Brewers rolled a 6-4-3 double play to end the first inning. Mets settled for just one run. And in the bottom half, Jackson Chourio led off.
Outfield pretty much straight up against the right-hand batter. The 0-2 was lifted in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Marte. This is on the way. And it's gone into the lower stands in right field. A home run for Jackson Chourio. And the Brewers have come right back to tie the game 1-1.
So a leadoff home run for the 20-year-old Jackson Chourio. And the game tied in the first inning. Manaea held it there, though. He allowed another hit, but with two strikeouts. Kept the game tied at one after one. In the top of the second, with one out, Starling Marte hit a ground ball to first base. And while covering first, Frankie Montas dropped the feed from Rhys Hoskins for an E1 that allowed Starling Marte to reach. Tyrone Taylor followed with a base hit to left center field, chased Marte to third. That put runners at the corners with one out for Francisco Alvarez.
Oh, and won the count. Now the pitch to him. Swing and a liner to left center field. That's a base hit. In the score is Marte. Taylor going to third. Alvarez's helmet went flying off as he rounded first, but he's aboard with an RBI single. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. And again, they have come right back answering an opposition's run.
Yeah, a punch counter punch for the New York Mets. RBI single for Francisco Alvarez on our Smash of the Game. Presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Mets capitalized on the error by Montas for a 2-1 lead. Runners at the corners once again, and Francisco Lindor brought home Tyrone Taylor with a sacrifice fly, and the Mets put up a two spot. 3-1 Mets in the second inning. Jose Iglesias then singled through the right side. Alvarez went first to third. Iglesias followed to second on the throw, so the Mets had second and third with two outs, but could not add on. Mark Vientos flied out to end the second inning. Shutdown, 1-2-3 bottom half for Sean Manaea. In the top of the third, Montas set the Mets down in order. In the bottom half, Bryce Terang led off with a base hit. Two batters later, Blake Perkins reached on an infield single to put runners at first and second. Manaea responded with a strikeout of William Contreras, and Willie Adames flied out to end the threat in the third. Mets hung on to that 3-1 lead. Starling Marte led off the fourth inning with a base hit to right field, then swiped second base. But Montas came back with a strikeout of Tyrone Taylor and Francisco Alvarez. His night was done. Pat Murphy went to his pen for Trevor McGill with two outs in the fourth inning, and the top of the order due up for the Mets. But Francisco Lindor popped out to end the threat in the fourth. And then Sean Manaea posted a zero in the bottom half, 3-1 Mets after four innings. Trevor McGill in the fifth worked around a two-out base runner in scoring position with a strikeout of Pete Alonso. Sean Manaea returned for the bottom of the inning, and once again, Bryce Terang led off with a base hit, this time a double that hugged the third base line. Jackson Chourio advanced into third with a ground out to second base, and now a base runner 90 feet away for Blake Perkins.
The 2-1 on the way. Fastball hit deep to left center. On the run is Taylor. He makes the catch. Tagging at third and heading in to score is Terang. A long sacrifice fly by Blake Perkins gives the Brewers a run and cuts the Mets' lead to 3-2. But now two out, nobody on here in the fifth inning.
Sacrifice fly for Blake Perkins. Now a 3-2 ball game. William Contreras grounded out to short to end the inning and close out the night for Sean Manaea. With the Mets ahead 3-2 after five, Yoel Piamps took over in the sixth inning for Milwaukee for Trevor McGill. J.D. Martinez led off with a walk, and Starling Marte singled through the right side. Just like that, the Mets had some insurance out there, first and second, with nobody out. After a fly out and a ground out, the Mets had second and third with two outs, and the top of the order due up for the Mets. Things got a little bit confusing here. Pat Murphy, the manager of the Brewers, appeared to intentionally walk Francisco Lindor, which made a lot of sense because he had the open base and Iglesias waiting behind him. But then it seemed like, no, he didn't want to. He was having a conversation with Chris Siegel, the home plate umpire. Umpires all got together. Pat Murphy eventually determined, yeah, no, we are going to put Lindor on intentionally, which loaded the bases for Jose Iglesias.
That's going to bring these Brewers fans to the feet, waving those yellow towels. They're hoping they're not waving white ones later tonight. One and two. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. Iglesias looked a little uncomfortable as he finished his swing. But he's walking back to the dugout seemingly under no duress. And that retires the side.
So a strikeout for Pyomps and out of trouble in the sixth inning. Mets left the bases loaded. As we said, Manaea was done after five. Reed Garrett took over. Willy Adames grounded out to second to start the inning. Gary Sanchez then singled up the middle for an infield hit on a diving stop by Francisco Lindor. That put the tying run on in the sixth inning, and the Brewers called on Garrett Mitchell to run for Gary Sanchez.
One and one the count. He's running. The pitch taken for a strike. The throw by Alvarez on one hop. At second base, what a tag by Iglesias. It was a short hop throw. We had to wait for a moment. The second base up, Alan Porter was a little slow to get the arm up. And the Brewers are not going to challenge, but what a tag by Iglesias.
Yeah, what a tag indeed. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. So much made about the Brewers' running game coming into this series. Francisco Alvarez said last night that Severino did a great job controlling it, and this time Alvarez took things into his own hands as he cut down Garrett Mitchell for the second out, and then Reed Garrett struck out Rhys Hoskins to end the sixth inning. After a scoreless seventh, we went to the eighth with the game still 3-2 Mets. In the top half, Joe Ross's first full inning of work. He worked around a leadoff walk for a scoreless inning, and then in the bottom of the eighth inning, Phil Maton took over, and Jackson Churio led off.
The 1-1 hit high in the air to right field and deep. Taylor going back onto the track. It's gone. Jackson Churio's second home run of the game to the opposite field has tied it up. It's the Brewers 3 and the Mets 3 as Churio goes deep against Maton.
Game-tying home run for Jackson Churio. That's the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Second game-tying home run of the game for Jackson Churio and a brand-new ball game in the eighth, 3-3 with nobody out. Blake Perkins then followed Churio with a base hit to right. Go-ahead run now on base, but Maton dialed up a 6-4-3 double play with William Contreras up to erase the base runner. Now two outs in the inning. Willy Adames extended the inning against Maton with a base hit to left field. And that brought up Garrett Mitchell.
Adames at first, two out, 3-3, bottom eight. First pitch, breaking ball hit high in the air, pretty deep to right center, back towards the gap. It is off the top of the fence, and it is gone, a home run. A two-run homer for Garrett Mitchell, and the Brewers have gone in front, 5-3. And it is absolute pandemonium here at American Family Field, in particular in the Milwaukee dugout. About a half a dozen players come out to greet Mitchell. And just like that, the Brewers against Phil Maton have come up with a three-run eighth inning to go up 5-3.
Second home run of the inning for Milwaukee against Phil Maton, and the Brewers with a three spot had a 5-3 lead. The bleeding stopped there. Rhys Hoskins popped out to first to end the eighth, but now the Mets had their work cut out for them. On to the ninth inning, Milwaukee ahead by a pair, and the Brewers turn to their closer, Devin Williams. Top of the order due up for the Mets. Francisco Lindor popped out for the first out of the inning. Jose Iglesias then flied out to right on the first pitch of the at-bat. For out number two, Carlos Mendoza with Luis Angel Acuña spot two up in the order. Turn to Jesse Winker, who is the last chance for the Mets.
2-2 the count. Williams ready. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep left center on the run. Churio, he's there. Makes the catch. The Brewers have won the ball game. They even the series, staying alive. And there will be a third and deciding game tomorrow here at American Family Field as the Brewers come back with three in the eighth inning to beat the Mets and even the series.